convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein and his vast network had ambitious plans with links and ties stretching all across the globe. The now deceased financier was actively interested in Ukrainian politics, according to the latest release, especially during periods of unrest and revolution. RT's Shea Bowes has been unraveling Epstein's footprints on the Ukraine issue.
It seems there were few places Epstein's influence didn't reach, even into the Ukrainian elites, just like super wealthy oligarch Viktor Pinchuk. Here's an email from Bill Gates' chief science advisor, Boris Nikolich, to the paedophile financier, extending Pinchuk's invitation for Epstein to attend the elite WEF meeting in Davos.
I guess you would recommend me to attend? Too many Ukrainians will be there. I do think that you should attend Davos. I agree there is a lot of wasted time and JOs there, but there are some interesting meetings, people as well.
But who exactly is Viktor Pinchuk? Well, he's a super rich Ukrainian oligarch and the son-in-law of former Ukrainian president Leonid Kuchma. We're told he made his billions in the pipe-making industry, but for years his real passion has been promoting Ukraine's integration into the EU. In 2006, he consolidated these activities into the Viktor Pinchuk Foundation, which became Ukraine's largest private philanthropic foundation, collaborating with Soros, Clinton, and of course Tony Blair. And in 2014, he enthusiastically supported the Maidan coup.
It's not about people making a choice in favor of a specific political deal. It's about the fact that free citizens have developed their own opinion and are talking about it. Nothing could be stronger. This gives me great optimism about the future of our country. The people of Ukraine have learnt from the mistakes that followed the Orange Revolution of 2004, where initial hopes of a free and democratic Ukraine founded in recrimination and corruption. Today, civil society has proved itself to be much stronger. Now the spotlight is on politicians and big business, who must prove they can match the maturity demonstrated by ordinary Ukrainians and that they are prepared to put their country first, ahead of their own interests.
Now, when we say enthusiastically supported Ukraine's bloody Maidan, the head of the country's security services at the time says Pinchuk actually funded it.
Poroshenko, Firtash and Pinchuk finance the Maidan. They are hostages of this situation because their entire business and all their assets allocated abroad, and they followed the commands of the West. They had no choice but to support the Maidan, as otherwise they would have been left without their assets. In this case, they weren't thinking about the country. They were only thinking about their finances.
Now, unsurprisingly, Pinchuk's connections with Western high society don't only involve polite conversation. The relationship was also financial. The Ukrainian billionaire was, for example, one of the largest donors to the Clinton Foundation. In 2008, Pinchuk made a five-year, $29 million commitment to the Clinton Global Initiative. In 2009 and 2013, right before Maidan, and while Hillary Clinton was actually U.S. Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation received at least $8.6 million from the Pinchuk Foundation.
The Pinchuk Foundation said its donations were intended to help to make Ukraine a successful, free, modern country based on European values. It said that if Mr. Pinchuk was lobbying the State Department about Ukraine, this cannot be seen as anything but a good thing.
Now, surprise, surprise, Pinchuk has bankrolled several high-profile Westerners and their trips to Ukraine. In April 2023, ex-CIA Director Mike Pompeo took a big fat check for $300,000 from Pinchuk for a whirlwind 24-hour visit, during which he even met with Vladimir Zelensky, and he also gave a speech.
It may be that the outcome is a weaker Russia, but that is not the objective. Now, the objective is to create Ukrainian sovereignty and to protect it. With a second objective, one that matters to you and to the United States of America, is that the security arrangement, the architecture for security in the aftermath of this, gets us another 70 years, right, without a major land warfare in Europe.
Now, the head of the opposition, Other Ukraine Movement, and the former leader of the opposition, Viktor Medvedchuk, has named Pinchuk as one of Zelensky's biggest backers and most powerful donors.
The main sponsors of Zelensky's criminal regime are Akhmetov, Firtash, Pinchuk, and others who have benefited and enriched themselves by killing hundreds of thousands of people over the course of the war.
Of course, in May 2019, Zelensky won the presidential election. And just months before Epstein's death, Epstein texted Larry Summers, former United States Secretary of the Treasury, that he needed advice on Ukraine and that Zelensky was looking for help. Summers also revealed that he was connected to guess who? You got it, Viktor Pinchuk.
Ukraine looking for advice. Not sure where to start.
We can discuss Ukraine. I know a little having been a number of times to Pinchuk conference and having helped push their debt relief during Dresko time as finance minister.
Zelensky looking for help. Putin dismissive saying he is run by Israelis. It is time to help Ukraine. It needs to be strong economically and militarily.
We can discuss this soon. European efforts aren't enough. Europe is waiting for us to take the first steps it needs, guarantees that will arm Ukraine.
Zelensky is under great pressure. He's an actor, right? I don't think he's the second Reagan.
I know those who sponsored him quite well.
Does he even have a clue? He comes across as a typical Eastern European adventurer who trades on the theme of Ukrainian pride while being a halachic Jew. It is clear that this is a cheap comedy for voters, but it is alarming when he starts playing this out in front of our investors.
Now, let's not forget that Epstein was also planning to go to Kiev in February 2019. Now, it's not known whether he actually made the trip, but even the hotel was booked. So it's clear that Epstein's grubby fingerprints were all over Ukraine and its shadowy elites. And only time will tell just how deep those associations went. But like so much else when it comes to Ukraine, the truth must surely come out.